This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. health authorities have confirmed Tuesday that more than 200 children held in a border facility described as unsafe and unsanitary last week were transferred to the care of another U.S. agency. In a statement emailed to VOA, U.S. Health and Human Services acknowledged it took custody of 249 unaccompanied children from the Customs and Border Protection Clint Station facility in Texas. The statement came after the Associated Press reported unsanitary living conditions and inadequate food and medical treatment at the facility. Earlier Tuesday, the Trump administration's acting head of Customs and Border Protection, John Sanders, resigned. He did not say why he's leaving his post, effective July 5th. Hours after taking over as the acting chief at the Pentagon, Mark Esper is headed to Brussels to reassure NATO allies after yet another big Trump administration change. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Over the weekend, Mark Esper was still Secretary of the Army. He became acting defense secretary yesterday and will become the third Pentagon chief in less than a year to meet with allies in Belgium.
We come with a message of continuity, that a personnel transition does not mean a change in policy.
Acting Assistant Secretary Katie Wielbarger says it's a good thing Esper's going to NATO in his first week on the job, saying face-to-face meetings will help him get the point across on issues from Iran to Russia. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Stephanie Grisham, the chief spokeswoman for the First Lady, has been named the new White House press secretary. Here's what President Trump had to say.
I'd ask people, who do you like? And so many people said, Stephanie. And she's here. She knows everybody. She actually gets along with the media very well, as you know.
And you're listening to VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the new economic sanctions on Iran from the United States, saying the president is mentally disabled. In a speech on Tuesday, Rouhani also said sanctions on the nation's top religious official will do no damage because Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has no foreign assets. A spokesman for Iran's foreign minister said sanctions on Khamenei and Foreign Minister Javad Zarif would mean, in his words, the permanent closure of the path of diplomacy. Trump told reporters Tuesday he believes his message is being taken seriously.
I hope they understood the message. I decided not to strike. They shot down. Unmanned, as you know, an unmanned
drone.
Do
you think they take your threats seriously now, Mr. President?
I think everybody does.
Last week, President Trump threatened military force on Iran, but changed his tactic at the last minute, opting instead for the sanctions. The measures were meant as retaliation for Iran shooting down an unmanned U.S. drone. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan. It will be their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off in May. A senior U.S. official said Monday the meeting will provide Trump the chance to get China's position on the escalating trade war. Prosecutors in Georgia have charged an opposition lawmaker with organizing mass violence outside the parliament building in Tbilisi, where anti-government protests are in their sixth day. The lawmaker faces up to 9 years in prison if he's convicted, but first parliament would have to strip him of his immunity from prosecution. Protesters have been demanding that the interior minister resign for ordering police to use force against demonstrators last week. Here's what one protester had to say.
Innocent people are still in hospitals. They are still in prisons. So innocent people should be freed and he should leave for what he did.
The demonstrators tried to storm the parliament building last Thursday after a Russian-speaking lawmaker from Moscow addressed Georgian legislators. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner said Tuesday Palestinians must approve an economic pathway forward to achieve peace. Kushner spoke Tuesday at an economic workshop in Bahrain. He added that Palestinians cannot achieve prosperity without a fair political solution. Kushner, the son-in-law of the president and initiator of the conference, introduced a plan offering $27 billion in aid to the Palestinians, most of which would be financed by wealthy Arab states. The Palestinian Authority is boycotting the workshop. Israel is not attending either. You've been listening to VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.